Goodwill Industries of Central Illinois is working to help people find good-paying jobs, but maintaining contact with clients virtually can be challenging.
How do you help them stay connected, not only with us for our services, but with employers maybe trying to get a hold of them and get back to them so they can get to work?
That's Jonna Wagner, Goodwill's Assistant Director of Program Services. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Friday, February 19th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Rotary Club of Canton is hosting a community effort to help at-risk community college students meet their needs. Joe Deacon reports.
A two-week food and resources drive collecting non-perishable goods, personal hygiene items, and school supplies for vulnerable Spoon River College students runs through the end of February. Rotary Club spokesman Mitch Williams says many students often struggle to make ends meet while also keeping up with their schoolwork, and COVID-19 has compounded the difficulty.
According to a survey that they did back before the COVID pandemic even hit, as many as 49% of the student body had reported some degree of food insecurity.
Williams says this drive is the first of its kind for the Rotary Club. Spoon River College student success coach Andrea White says an internal drive before the holidays had their food pantries well stocked, but inventory dwindled rapidly.
We have found the need to be so great. We were just thrilled when Rotary contacted us to do this drive because we already find ourselves with those supplies dwindling quickly from what we raised just prior to Christmas.
Williams says people often don't think of college students being included among at-risk groups.
Community college students aren't always college-age students. It also includes people that are married and have children and are, you know, working other part-time jobs and struggling to make ends meet.
Rotary Club members with offices in Canton are serving as drop-off locations. A list of needed items and other information can be found on the club's website. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. In the entire Tri-County region, more than 5.2% of residents are fully vaccinated. Illinois has administered 1.97 million vaccine doses, and close to 473,000 individuals have received a second dose. Several central Illinois school districts are turning down the heat as natural gas prices soar amid power outages in Texas and Oklahoma following severe winter weather. And Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says his proposed budget for the next fiscal year protects school districts from funding cuts. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The spike in unemployment and COVID has created unique challenges for those seeking a job and the various agencies assisting them. WCBU's Kristen McHugh tells us how Goodwill has pivoted to address those barriers.
Goodwill donation drop-off locations and retail stores are ubiquitous. Less obvious is the nonprofit's job placement services. These programs assist job seekers with everything from resumes and mock interviews to new uniforms and transportation. Jonna Wagner is the Assistant Director for Employment and Veteran Services for Goodwill Industries of Central Illinois. She says Governor J.B. Pritzker's March stay-at-home order forced an immediate online pivot.
So quickly, we had to start transforming into this virtual world. It's affected us greatly.
Wagner says 400 job seekers are actively enrolled across the 21 Central Illinois counties they serve. Goodwill Industries helped 2,601 Central Illinoisans last year. Much of the agency's programs were in person before the pandemic. Wagner says maintaining contact with clients virtually isn't always easy, particularly with low to moderate income job seekers.
Whether they have a computer but they don't have internet, now they have no place to go to pick up internet, or they have no electronics or smartphones, and how do you serve those clients? You know, how do you help them stay connected, not only with us for our services, but with employers maybe trying to get a hold of them and get back to them so they can get to work.
Wagner says Goodwill Industries of Central Illinois is working on guidelines to safely reopen computer labs. She adds case managers are now seeing clients in person by appointment only. A newly created electronic device rental program bridges the digital divide for some area job seekers. Wagner says local grants provided needy clients with PPE, cleaning supplies, and supplemental food. Still, she admits for some, securing a job became secondary with the pandemic's onset.
There were people losing their jobs, losing hours. They had to stay at home for their kids. So we had to adjust to those things too, identifying where they could get food, where they could get shelter, where they could get some help on the other things.
Wagner says the job placement programs are for all walks of life. She's assisted first-time job seekers to engineers downsized by major employers. Dave Grubner of Peoria sought Goodwill's services last fall. Newly retired as a Riverfront Museum science educator, Grubner wanted to use his career skills to stay engaged in the community and make a little extra cash. Despite his undergraduate and graduate degrees and decades of experience, Grubner was having trouble landing a position.
Being 70 or close to it at the time, I found it difficult to find work. And it just, there's a lot of competition out there. And some places seem to want to hire younger folks.
Grubner worked briefly as a WCBU announcer in the late 1970s before migrating to print journalism and then transitioning to science education. He ultimately landed a part-time position at a local Goodwill store.
They seem to value what you can do regardless of, you know, your age or race or gender.
Jonna Wagner with Goodwill Industries of Central Illinois says the number of Central Illinoisans served last year is on par with previous ones. She credits case manager dedication and old school methods.
The good old phone came in handy. I'll tell you, you know, we kind of get away from the phone with the texting and the emailing, but we have made more phone calls since March than probably in all the almost 11 years that I've been here.
Wagner adds COVID wasn't entirely bad for business.
I don't want to be all negative about it because what COVID did for us is kind of force us to really look at other ways that we can serve more clients.
Wagner says, above all, success isn't just helping someone find a job or career. It's helping someone navigate life when they need it the most.
If you're hungry, you can't think about work. If you're in pain, you can't think about work. If your kids don't have anywhere to go, you can't think about work. So it's real easy sometimes to say, well, there's tons of jobs out there. They can get a job anywhere. We don't know what other barriers are out there for them. So success for us is helping somebody, helping them get to where they want to be.
Goodwill Industries of Central Illinois hosts regular job fairs. The next one is February 19th. Online, of course, given COVID. I'm Kristen McHugh.
To learn more about Goodwill's efforts to help people land good-paying jobs amidst the pandemic, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.